We will now turn our attention to the penalties HMRC will charge when a tax return is incorrect. A new penalty regime was introduced in the Finance Act 2007. This applies to return periods commencing after the 31st of March 2008, where the return is filed after the 31st of March 2009. The new penalties will apply where a tax return or claim for a relief, etc., contains either a careless inaccuracy or a deliberate inaccuracy, which leads to either an understatement of tax or a false or inflated statement of a loss or a false or inflated claim to a tax repayment. The new penalty regime has been designed so that if taxpayers take reasonable care when completing their returns, they will not be penalised for an innocent error. Taxpayers will have to settle any underpaid tax and will be charged interest if the tax is paid late, but no penalty will be added on top. If taxpayers do not take reasonable care, errors will be penalised. The penalties charged will be higher if the error is deliberate. Disclosing errors to HMRC as early as possible will reduce any penalty due. The new penalties apply for errors on returns and documents for income tax, capital gains tax, corporation tax, VAT, PAYE, national insurance and the construction industry scheme. The regime has been extended to include other taxes such as inheritance tax and stamp duty land tax from 2009-2010. Different levels of penalty would apply depending on the seriousness of the offence which gives rise to the error. There are three categories of offences giving rise to errors. These are 1. Careless action. This means a failure to take reasonable care. Reasonable care varies according to the person, their circumstances and their abilities. HMRC expects every person to keep sufficient records to enable them to submit a complete and accurate tax return. 2. Deliberate but not concealed action. This covers circumstances where the inaccuracy is deliberate, but the taxpayer does not make arrangements to conceal it. 3. Finally, deliberate and concealed action. This covers situations where the inaccuracy is deliberate and the taxpayer made arrangements to conceal it, for example, by submitting false evidence in support of an inaccurate figure. If a return contains more than one error, a penalty is charged for each error. Turning now to the amount of the penalty. The penalties are expressed as a percentage of the potential lost revenue. The potential lost revenue is the amount of tax due or payable as a result of correcting the inaccuracy. The percentages should now have appeared on the table on your screen. Let's go through them in turn, starting with penalties charged by HMRC, where the error on the return is due to the careless action of the taxpayer. The standard penalty for an error as a result of a taxpayer's careless action is 30% of lost revenue. However, if a taxpayer makes a careless error, spots it, then discloses that to HMRC without being prompted, HMRC will charge a penalty of nil. Where a taxpayer discloses a careless error to HMRC after being prompted, the penalty is 15% of lost revenue. Turning next to penalties charged by HMRC where the error on the return is deliberate, but the taxpayer makes no attempt to conceal the inaccuracy. Here, the standard penalty for such an error as a result of a taxpayer's deliberate action is 70% of lost revenue. However, if a taxpayer makes a deliberate error, then discloses that to HMRC without being prompted, the penalty is reduced to 20%. Where a taxpayer discloses a deliberate error to HMRC after being prompted, the penalty is 35% of lost revenue. Next, we consider the penalties charged to HMRC where the error on the return is deliberate and the taxpayer makes an attempt to conceal the inaccuracy. Here, the standard penalty for such an error as a result of a taxpayer's deliberate and concealed action is 100% of lost revenue. Here, the penalty will be equal to the tax lost. This is the harshest penalty to reflect the fact that the taxpayer has deliberately and knowingly tried to evade tax, and has tried to cover his tracks in the process. If a taxpayer makes a deliberate and concealed error, then discloses that to HMRC without being prompted, the penalty is reduced to 30%. Where a taxpayer discloses a deliberate and concealed error to HMRC after being prompted, the penalty is 50% of lost revenue. Finally, the penalty payable where tax has been underassessed because of the taxpayer's failure to submit a tax return is 30% of the potential lost revenue. This is reduced to nil if the taxpayer makes an unprompted disclosure and 15% in the case of a prompted disclosure. The penalty for careless action can be suspended, i.e. technically charged but never collected. The suspension is for a maximum of 2 years, where HMRC think that compliance with a condition of suspension would help the taxpayer avoid further penalties for careless inaccuracy. For example, if a careless inaccuracy is due to poor record keeping, one of the conditions of suspension could be that specified improvements are made to the way records are kept. This will help the taxpayer avoid future errors. There is no suspension of a penalty where the error was due to deliberate action. A disclosure is unprompted if it is made at a time when the taxpayer has no reason to believe that HMRC has discovered or are about to discover the inaccuracy. A disclosure after an inquiry notice has been issued will not be an unprompted disclosure. There can be a special reduction of any penalties where HMRC considers that there are special circumstances. These special circumstances are not linked to ability to pay. Let's run through a numerical illustration. Paige runs a VAT registered nursery. She files her VAT return for the quarter to the 31st of December 2010 on the 30th of January 2011. The return shows the VAT payable to HMRC to be £12,000. Due to carelessness on Paige's part, this figure should have been stated at £19,000. We will calculate the maximum penalty that Paige could be charged by HMRC for her error. Let's now look at the solution. The error on Paige's return is £19,000 less £12,000, giving an understatement of £7,000. Paige's error is careless, so the maximum penalty for the error is 30% of the potential lost revenue of £7,000, being £2,100. This will be charged in addition to the extra VAT of £7,000. If the calculation of the potential lost revenue in respect of more than one inaccuracy depends on the order in which they are corrected, a careless inaccuracy is taken to be corrected before a deliberate inaccuracy. Similarly, a deliberate but not concealed inaccuracy is taken to be corrected before a deliberate and concealed inaccuracy. Where the inaccuracy results in tax being declared later than it should have been, the potential lost revenue is 5% per annum of the delayed tax. Next, a few words about collection and appeals. Penalties will be collected by HMRC assessment. A penalty assessment will usually be made within 12 months of the date on which the inaccuracy is corrected. A taxpayer can appeal against various aspects of the imposition of a penalty, such as the validity of penalty itself, its amount, an HMRC decision not to suspend it, or the terms of a suspension. The appeal is to the first tier tax tribunal. On appeal, the HMRC decision will be affirmed or substituted for another. Finally, a few additional points on the new penalty regime. The taxpayer will not be liable for actions taken on his behalf by an agent where he can show that he took reasonable care to avoid an inaccuracy or failure. Where a return is incorrect because a third party has deliberately provided false information or deliberately withheld information from the taxpayer, a penalty can be charged on the third party. It is possible to collect a corporate penalty from an officer of the company for a deliberate understatement if it was attributable to that officer's actions. There is a double jeopardy rule preventing a penalty being charged in respect of an inaccuracy or failure where there has already been a criminal conviction.